Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
6:21. All right, let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
You're off talkback.
Oh.
Moron.
I didn't hear any intro. That's fine.
Maybe you should listen. Why don't you pull your head out of your ass and listen? Are you good? Can you hear everything now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I'm good.
Hey, bud.
Hey, sports brought to you by, I haven't even done that yet. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Kind of important. Yeah.
Yeah, the intro was going, and you were talking over the intro, and then I said, what? And then you said, hey, take talkback off. I was like, talkback is up.
Hey, we're just stalling because there's really not much going on.
Oh, you're doing nice. Well, then I'll stall a little bit longer. Of course, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And delicious, delicious, cold, crisp, multi-pack Bud Light Seltzer. Mm-hmm. You can get one pack that's just all the same, or you can do their variety pack, which is awesome because you get to try different ones, and it's just so tasty, top to bottom, delicious.
The tall boys fit in a 40-ounce can perfectly with ice. I don't know how I know that.
Love tall boys.
Oh, yeah. Let's get right to it, man. Hockey. The National Hockey League has taken another step forward. Returning to action by moving into phase two. Phase one complete. Phase two, which allows teams to reopen their practice facilities for small group workouts. At least five teams returned to practice yesterday, and more expected to open their doors this week. The league expects training camps to officially open around July 10th. So you can see some hockey. I'm a hockey player here to play golf.
You know, I hold a record, you know. I mean, a guy who took his skate off and tried to stab somebody with it.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Moving on, tennis. The U.S. Open Tennis Tournament scheduled to begin August 31st, but star player Novak Djokovic said he thinks it will be impossible to play with all the extreme coronavirus rules in place at New York, where the tournament is held. He's worried that all the quarantining and testing will make it rough for players to perform and stay safe. All right, well, there you go. Moving on, football. The NFL put together a 9-page memo that explains how teams will deal with safety getting through all of this coronavirus stuff. The document supposedly restricts access to certain areas at the practice facilities and separates team employees into different tiers. The degree of difficulty for football, it seems, will be the worst of all the sports as we move forward. It'll be the toughest one. So there you go. That's what I got for you in sports this morning. I still think it's – so you're going to put the teams in different tiers, but then when that whistle blows, you guys are just smashing each other, smashing – yeah, I guess you do. You have to take certain precautions here.
Yeah.
But –
yeah, I think because it's face to face. You know, your helmets are hitting. You're getting in there, and usually when you get hit, you're like, oh, and then, you know, you probably, you know, the droplets are coming out and everything. So that's probably what they're.
You think everybody will be wearing the clear face mask?
I mean, you could.
They kind of make them for them anyway. It's kind of made for it.
Really. Yeah,
you know.
I don't know.
Have you ever worn one of those?
Yeah, being a quarterback, I never had to, but even, I think there was a couple that did. You know, there was that time, because when we were younger, you know, like Michael Vick and everyone, like, so you had a few quarterbacks that were wearing them, and so there was a few you saw, but I'm like, that seems like a real pain in the ass.
Put one on one time, man, and it felt like I had a motorcycle helmet on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's right. Sports.
I really petered off at the end there. Hey, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud, and it gets better.
It'll get better. It'll get better.
Rock with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone. Danger zone. 726, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Quick look at your forecast here. Today, we got some thunderstorms in the afternoon, 40% chance. That'll be creeping in a little bit higher. Could see strong to severe thunderstorms possible. Thunder, lightning, High of 90 tonight. More rain and thunderstorms. Low of 72 tomorrow. Chance for rain, high of 82. And then it gets really nice.
What you're saying is if Grandma was doing the forecast, she would say,
get in the basement!
We're all dead! Grandma, Grandma, we don't have a basement. Get under the tub.
Don't you get it? Oh, dead.
Yes.
It's a light rain, Grandma. We're going to be fine.
No, no, no. This is what took your grandfather. Get in the basement. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we got coming up. Some wet weather the next couple days, but then it's turning up real nice for the weekend. All right.
Flip the tub over.
We're all dead. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud, don't you get it?
And of course, Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
Oh, man. On the daily. Dude, I haven't been drinking a lot of them seltzers.
Oh, going out smooth in this hot weather, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was drinking one the other day. I'm like, dude, why hasn't this been around? Like, it's been awesome in my early 20s when I drink a lot of beers. You know? Anyway, let's go. Some sportsies, huh? Hockey. The National Hockey League has taken another step toward returning to action by moving into phase two. Phase one complete. Into phase two, which allows teams to reopen their practice facilities for small group workouts. At least five teams returned to practice yesterday. More and more are expected to open their doors this week. The league expects training camps to officially open around July 10th. So we're going to see some hockey coming up.
Hockey.
Moving on. Tennis. The U.S. Open tennis tournament is scheduled to begin August 31st, but star player Novak Djokovic says he thinks it will be impossible to play with all the extreme coronavirus rules in place in New York, where the tournament is held. He's worried that all the quarantining and testing will make it rough for players to perform and stay safe. Nothing out of the ordinary there.
Yeah.
That's what every athlete's saying right now. So, moving on to football, the NFL put together a 9-page memo that explains how teams will deal with safety getting through all of this coronavirus stuff. The document supposedly restricts access to certain areas at the practice facilities and separates team employees into different tiers. The degree difficulty for football, it seems, will be the worst of all for sports as we move forward. So, yeah. Football's going to be, it's going to be the toughest one. There's a lot of touching. There's a lot of contact going on.
Fingers crossed, everything's good to go by then, but we'll see. So
maybe I don't think we're going to see any wrestling anytime soon.
Oh,
that's probably the most rub on two dudes rubbing together, sweaty, just you know. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, you can wrestle, but you gotta wear a mask.
Yeah, we'll see a bunch of what are they called? The Mexican wrestlers.
Yeah, the Mysterios.
Yeah, Mysterios.
Bunch of Rey Mysterios.
What's that called?
The mask you're talking about?
Yeah. What's the type of wrestler that those are called? I want to say Chuba Libre, but I know that's not right. That's what is that called?
I don't know. I know they're high flying though. They go flying through the air.
That's gonna drive me nuts. Hold on, Mexican wrestlers. What's that called? Oh, Lucha Libre. I was close.
Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre. Like Nacho. Nacho! Great movie.
That's what you got, man.
All right.
That's what you got.
Good enough for
me.
Oh,
you know what? No, no. We got one more. Golf is coming up in 3 days. We got golf. Tiger's going to win his 83rd this year.
Oh,
three reasons why. Rest, experience, and venues. I could tell you all about it, but I'm not. Just trust me. He's going to win.
You want to bet on it?
You want to bet on it?
Yeah, let's bet on it.
See, here's the thing. The odds are against me, Brock, because there's fewer PGA events now because of this whole coronavirus. So the odds are stacked up against me, but I will bet you. What do you want to bet?
I will bet you $20 that Tiger doesn't win.
Tiger doesn't win.
I bet you he doesn't come in top 10.
Doesn't come in even top 10?
Nope.
$20.
$20.
So you want to go top 10 or you want to go win? Because I'll do either.
Let's do $20 top 10.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
You like that? You like those odds?
Yeah, you definitely didn't watch the match a few weeks ago.
I'm not saying he's I don't think he's going to be on his game. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
All right.
$20, might as well send it to me right now. Why don't you Venmo me that money there, bro?
You know what? After he wins, Tiger and I got to go to Red Lobster on your dime.
How's Tiger? I thought we were going to be friends. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.